Live from the Civic Media Studios at WRCE in Richland Center, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Good morning across the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. I'm Todd Alba. It is Tuesday, April 11th, and thank you, Terry Barr. We are, in fact, live in the RC at our Richland Center studios, live on location here. Happy to be here in the Driftless area of Southwest Wisconsin, along with our producer engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. Great first hour, Mr. Zommers. Kathy Fry, great person, and some interesting insight into foreign exchange programs.
Yeah, definitely. And I had some experience with foreign exchange in Manitowoc at Lincoln High School. Mm-hmm. And one of my friends had foreign exchange students several years, usually from Japan or China. And that was really awesome to just get to hang out with them. And we had some other foreign exchange students in the school, like from Germany, things like that. I had another friend who had a German student. And it really does add a lot for them and for us. And my older sister also was friends with a German foreign exchange student when she was in high school, and they still talk and send each other gifts and things like that.
That's amazing. Now, it being from Wisconsin, where, you know, it's a lot of white European-based folks, and nothing wrong with that, but it's always good to have some culture, some differences of ideas, differences of opinion, like we talked yesterday, something called critical thinking, right, to hear from somebody else. So that is fantastic. Here's a check of your weather and top headlines for you, what you need to know on this Tuesday, the 11th of April, 2023. Weather forecast, really, in one word, gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous in Wisconsin today, specifically for WRCE News from the center here in Richland Center. Mostly sunny today, a high of 78 degrees for tonight, mostly clear, a low of 53. And Wednesday, sunny and breezy, a high of 82 degrees. Up in Wausau, WXCO Bull Falls Radio today, flood warnings along the Wisconsin River. If you live in a low-lying area or along the banks of the Wisconsin River, make sure you're taking precautions, and perhaps some sandbagging in certain low-lying areas will be needed because of the snow melt and the high temperatures as well. But as far as the actual climate, partly sunny, a high of 76 degrees in Wausau for today, mostly clear tonight, a low of 54, and tomorrow, Wednesday, sunny, a high near 81. Up in Amory, WLAK, Lake Air Radio, mostly sunny, a high of 73 today. Tonight, clear skies, a low of 56, and Wednesday, sunny skies and a high of 78 degrees. What you need to know, the Louisville shooting, more details emerging today. A 25-year-old bank employee opened fire at his workplace in Louisville, Kentucky yesterday and live-streamed the attack that left five dead and eight others injured, according to authorities. The gunman was killed by police after a shootout that wounded two officers, leaving one in critical condition. According to a source familiar with the investigation, the gunman left behind a note for his parents and a friend indicating he planned to carry out a shooting at his workplace, though it is unclear when the message was found. Yesterday's massacre is the 146th mass shooting so far this year, according to the Gun Violence Archive, leaving another community in mourning while lawmakers clash over possible gun violence solutions. COVID-19, President Joe Biden signed a bill yesterday ending the national emergency for COVID-19 months before he intended for the declaration to cease. One White House official downplayed the bill, saying that, to be clear, ending the national emergency will not impact the planned wind down of the public health emergency on May 11th. Russia is using airstrikes and artillery to destroy the eastern Ukraine city of Bakhmut in what Ukrainian top land commissioner calls scorched earth tactics. Meanwhile, Ukraine is working to hold Russian forces in the region with more than 20 attacks repelled within 24 hours, according to Ukraine's general staff of the armed forces. Separately, the United States Department of State yesterday officially declared the Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovic as wrongfully detained by Russia. This designation will empower the U.S. to explore avenues such as a prisoner swap to try to secure his release. The reporter was detained in late March and formally charged with espionage last Friday. And here's kind of a quirky story. Well, we'll get to that in a second. But first of all, a little Star Wars. Get ready to celebrate, Mr. Zommers. Finally, the return of Star Wars movies. But before you get your hopes up, a new movie about a faraway galaxy is not in the works, but Disney is planning a 40th anniversary release of Return of the Jedi for those interested in seeing the classic in theaters again. I'm going to check that out. That was my favorite one of the original trilogy, I think. But finally, the Dalai Lama has apologized after a video emerged showing the spiritual leader kissing a child on the lips and then asking him, quote, to suck my tongue, unquote, at an event in northern India. In a statement yesterday, the office for the Dalai Lama said, quote, he wishes to apologize to the boy and his family, as well as his many friends across the world, for the hurt his words may have caused, adding he regrets the incident. Quote, his holiness often teases people he meets in an innocent and playful way, even in public and before cameras, they said. His apology comes after a video of the exchange, which took place in February, went viral on social media, with many criticizing the Dalai Lama's actions. Some of his supporters, on the other hand, argue the leader's actions have been misinterpreted by Western lenses. I'm not sure how I feel about that. But, you know, hey, hello, Dolly. It's nice to see you and having you here. We'll come back with more after this. This is the Todd Allbowles Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's so nice to have you back where you belong. You looking swell, Dolly. I can't tell.
Welcome back to the Todd Allbowles Show. It is now 15 minutes past the hour of 9 o'clock. That's quarter after the hour on the time and temperature sign. We are on location at our studios at WRCE in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Great to be out here in the Southwest. Again, thank you to Kathy Fry, the International Director for Richland Center High School and for the Youth for Understanding program. And again, if you are interested, not just in Richland Center, but if you're listening to us on our stations in Bull Falls Radio in Wausau or Lake Air Radio in Amory or really anywhere across the state of Wisconsin, and you have questions about hosting a high school foreign exchange student, or if you would like to be hooked up in your area, in your school district with a foreign exchange program, Kathy said she will help anyone listening to our show today, and she'd be happy to help out. You can email her at rcexchangedirector, all one word or all together, rcexchangedirector, spelled out, at gmail.com. Again, RC Exchange Director at gmail.com. You can email Kathy and ask a question about hosting an international student or where you can find a program in your local area across Wisconsin. She will be happy to help you out. And I can just tell you, you will not be sorry. It is a life-changing experience. I know it was for me and my family and several other people as well. I know it can be kind of a nervous thing, right? To invite someone else into your home that you don't know, or let alone from a different country. But let me tell you, you will get more out of it than I think the foreign exchange student will. It's an opportunity to learn, to grow, and to understand. And certainly we need all of that we can in today's world. I want to start off this hour, or at least this part of the hour, with an apology, because when I get something wrong, I admit it, and I apologize, and we move forward. Yesterday, I read a story, that's the problem. I didn't read a story. I had seen this earlier in the morning and failed to print it off or to write it down, and so I reported this tragic story of two law enforcement officers killed over the weekend, and I reported it to you yesterday or mentioned it had been in Milwaukee. And that law enforcement in St. Croix County and other places in western Wisconsin were offering help during this time. And I don't know. I can't explain to you how I got that. If I just looked at something wrong or I read the article and then I went on the air without writing it down or printing it off. And that's what happens. And that's completely on me. And I want to apologize for that. I want to set the record straight. And these officers, of course, were in our listening area up in Barron County in Cameron, Wisconsin. And Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is sending his condolences today on this tragic story. And so I want to clear it up. It was two Western Wisconsin police officers fatally shot on Saturday afternoon while conducting a traffic stop. The Barron County Sheriff's Department said the incident occurred in Cameron, about 2 hours outside of the Twin Cities. Chetek Police Department's Emily Breidenbach, age 32, and Cameron Police Department's Hunter Scheel, 23, were conducting a traffic stop around 3:38 p.m. on Saturday. Well, there was an exchange of gunfire, according to the Wisconsin Department of Justice. Both officers were pronounced dead at the scene. The suspect, 50-year-old Glenn Perry, died later in an area hospital. It is still not clear what led up to the shooting. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers said he was praying for the community after, quote, this tragic loss. He tweeted out yesterday, our hearts are heavy for the Chetek and Cameron police officers who lost their lives in the line of duty yesterday. Kathy and I are praying for the officers' family, colleagues, and the Barron County community mourning this tragic loss. The death of the officers have left the community in shock. Quote, it tears it apart, of course, puts it on edge, Cameron resident Kate King said. Quote, always wondering who to trust, what will happen around the corner. It's a frightening thing, unquote. Multiple police departments took to Facebook to send their condolences to those involved in the incident. Quote, we are with heavy hearts, as we've heard about this loss of two officers in Barron County. Our hearts go out to the families of the officers, as well as their colleagues, friends, and the communities they served. The Oconto Police Department posted on Facebook. The Wisconsin Department of Criminal Investigation is investigating the incident with assistance from multiple other state and local agencies. Again, our thoughts certainly and condolences go out to the families of Chetek Police Department Officer Emily Breidenbach, age 32, and Cameron Police Department's Hunter Scheel, age 23, who had just graduated from police academy weeks ago and conducting a traffic stop in Barron County on Saturday where they were killed. This is what we talked about so often. It doesn't matter whether it's school shootings or whether it is the killing of two of our law enforcement community. No one should have to go to their job. No one should have to go to their school and fear not coming home at night.
And no one should have to go to their kid's funeral.
Exactly. No one should have to go to a kid's funeral. No one should have to go to a member of the law enforcement community's funeral when they're tragically gunned down like this. A detail is still emerging as to exactly what happened. But I want to make clear that at least on this program, that our hearts go out to law enforcement community. As I said, I have relatives in law enforcement community. And by and large, the vast majority of those serving in law enforcement do a remarkable job. They are the ones that willingly put the uniform on to protect and serve and to keep us as citizens at large safe. And too often, this is the result that ends in tragedy. So we are thinking of the officers in the Barron County Day and the communities as well. So I wanted to clear that up, and we'll bring you more details as they emerge on the situation in Barron County. Well, we'll flip the page a little bit. It is 9:22 on a Tuesday morning. We are live on location in Richland Center at WRCE Studios here. I'm in the conference room here and have a nice window. I mean, I haven't got a window here, Aaron, in Richland Center.
That's more than I've studios. Got.
I know, exactly. But it won't be long. It won't be long. We'll all have windows soon. I want to take this opportunity to kind of follow up because I got a couple of phone calls and texts last night as well on this story because I think many people perhaps missed it somehow, this article from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel yesterday that we kind of broke on our program yesterday, and it comes from an original story by Wisconsin Public Radio. And so I want to touch on this, and I also want to touch on another story in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel yesterday, again by Kelly Meyerhofer and Drake Bentley. And this one involves Cardinal Stritch University closing at the end of the semester. Cardinal Stritch University, which has been serving students since 1937, is closing its doors at the end of the spring semester, according to the college president yesterday. Quote, we are all devastated by this development, but after examining all options, this decision was necessary, President Dan Scholes said in a video announcement. Quote, I wish there was a different path we could pursue. However, the fiscal realities, downward enrollment trends, the pandemic, the need for more resources, and the mounting operational and facility challenges presented a no-win scenario. The Board of Trustees recommended the closure to the Sisters of St. Francis of Assisi after determining the Fox Point School could no longer provide high-quality education experiences our students deserved, Scholes said. The sisters accepted the recommendation and set the closing in motion. I want to bring this up simply because it is just another instance of an educational institution closing. There are distinct differences, however. Cardinal Stritch University in Fox Point is a private school, completely reliant on its tuition and donations. So certainly the pandemic had a harder effect than public university at Cardinal Stritch. Also, there may have been other factors at play here, but I think it just goes to show that the opportunities for higher education in some places are lessening, and that's of a great concern. What's more of a concern to me are our public institutions, like here in Richland Center, the UW-Richland Center, or we technically the UW-Platteville-Richland. I still refer to it as UW-Richland. And we'll have an update soon. Our meeting's, Taylor's a meeting here in town on Friday. We're still kind of waiting to get some of the details on that. And also more meetings happening this week is my understanding. We'll bring you the results of those when we have them. But I'll tell you, it's not looking great here in Richland Center to keep the UW-Richland campus open as a UW system campus. And what's happening now in Washington County is a direct result of what is happening here in Richland County. And even more alarming and telling is that this story reveals essentially that the remaining 12 two-year campuses, not now including Richland, here Richland Center, the remaining 12 campuses around the state, the we call them the former two-year campuses, are endangered species. And we were here in this very town, in Richland Center, back in November with a special broadcast in which we said, this is a canary in the coal mine. This is telling. This could visit every other two-year campus in the state. And a lot of people said, Todd, you're overreacting. In fact, the system, UW system, said, no, this is a one-off. You're overreacting. But now this reporting by Wisconsin Public Radio and Kelly Meyerhofer of Milwaukee Journal Sentinel shows that, unfortunately, on this one, I was right. Because Washington County, they're going to control the narrative and not allow UW system to do it. Your thoughts on higher education across the state, 715-388-7155. Again, 715-388-7155. We'll take your calls when we come back. Stay with us. This is the Todd Allbowl Show. Well, actually, sorry, Aaron. I thought it was the 20 seconds instead of the 2 minutes.
Sorry, no, it was 2 minutes, yeah.
When we're on location, I gotta be a better heads up. But yes, give us a call because I want to hear from you. Whether you're up in Barron, where UW Barron is at, or whether you're in Wausau, where UW Wausau Stevens Point is at, whether you're here in Richland Center with UW Richland or anywhere else, 715-388-7155. Again, 715-388-7155. Because when we come back from the break, we're going to get into this. We told you the first part of the story yesterday. But really, we're going to tell you what Washington County, what the county board there, why they're doing this, and how Richland played a role in that. And also the fact that UW system campuses may be in danger simply because they can't compete with technical colleges anymore on some levels. What this is revealing is complete ineptness by UW system leadership, a dereliction of duty. We'll take your calls and we'll explain when we come back. 715-388-7155. Give us a call. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show at the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live on location here at WRCE in Richland Center, my old hometown station right here. Can't get better than this, and it's 9:33 on a Tuesday morning. Great selection of an oldie there, Mr. Zommers, as two pieces of breaking news. First of all, we are going to get the one, the only, the man, the myth, the legend. In fact, he has a sign on his desk that says that. Our station manager and host of Those Were the Days, Mr. Phil Nee, will be joining us on the last segment of the show at about 9:50 this morning. So stay tuned for that. Phil will check in. We'll explain what's happening. Yeah, it'd be great. Tell us what's new here at WRCE, WRCL. Maybe talk some Those Were the Days, talk some Brewers baseball. All kinds of good things. Looking forward to having Phil on the program here a little bit later this hour. Also, breaking news. According to MSNBC, President Biden just announced Chicago as the site of the 2024 Democratic National Convention. Chicago. So, it's going to be a war between Chicago and Milwaukee. Republicans in Milwaukee, Democrats in Chicago, Kenosha and Racine is the battleground, literally and figuratively. So we'll see what's happening there. Also, let's check in now back in our home studios on University Avenue in Madison. Mr. Thomas, lots of taping going on. If you see clear plastic and rope, get the heck out of there. Because that's not a good combination.
Yeah, pretty much. I don't know how well you can hear that.
A little bit.
Yeah, they're doing it a little less closer than they were before. All right. But they're just wrapping up furniture. So you hear the big spools of plastic wrap being...
Part of the reason we came on the road today. So, yeah, don't get wrapped up in your work, Mr. Sommers. But there you go. There's some breaking news for you. President Biden announced in Chicago as the site of the 2024 Democratic National Convention. A little bit closer to home here in Wisconsin and also in Richland Center. But also, this is a Wisconsin story. We talked about this back in November, when we were up here at Richland Center at the campus doing a special broadcast, when we first learned of this announcement by University Assistant President Jay Rothman that he had, for all intent and purposes, decided to close UW-Platteville Richland, or just UW-Richland, saying it was because of declining enrollment. Back in 2014, 2015, enrollment was up dramatically. Over 400 students, or 500 students, I believe, at the time. And now down to more or less 60 students. But of course, what President Rothman never said, because he never came to Richland before he made the decision, never talked to anybody at Richland before he made the decision, arbitrarily made it, never told people that the good folks here in Richland County, the foundation, had the money in the bank, offered to give Platteville $600,000 or fund a full-time recruiter, which Platteville never replaced after the full-time recruiter here retired. Also took away its dean, a full-time dean dedicated to Richland Center, didn't replace other faculty. So there were several reasons for the decline in enrollment. Essentially, Richland was set up for failure. And to date, nobody from President Rothman, his staff, the chancellor, the interim chancellor, Tammy Avedovich at UW-Platteville, nobody wants to talk to us. Nobody wants to talk to pretty much anybody and explain to people, explain to the taxpayers why this happened. And when this program raised the specter that this may be the canary in the coal mine, that this may visit other two-year UW campuses, we were told that we were totally off base. Wasn't going to happen. Well, now today, the reporting of Kelly Meyerhofer in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel headline was Washington County explores merging UW-Milwaukee Washington County into Moraine Park Technical College. So essentially what's happened is the Washington County Executive Director, Josh Showman, has said that they're looking at the option. They're going to vote on this. The Washington County Board is going to vote on Wednesday, tomorrow, in a non-binding resolution to merge University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee, Washington County, or in the West Bend campus of Moraine Park Technical College. Basically going to merge Moraine Park Technical College with UW Washington County. They use the term merge because it sounds better than closing. So what they're basically going to do here, or proposing to do, is to say, look, we see the writing on the wall at Richland, so we're going to be proactive because we've talked to the Moraine Park Technical College and they're interested in taking our buildings and expanding. So we're going to vote to, we'll call it merging, but essentially we're going to suspend all academic classes at Washington County and let the technical college take it over. What they're basically doing is they're doing to system, UW system, what system did to Richland. Only Washington County is going to call the shots on this one and not be behind the eight ball. They saw what happened here at Richland Center, and so they're going to be more proactive. It is advisory, as I said, this vote tomorrow, but if passed, it would mark the strongest, this is reading from the story, the strongest public response by a county among the dozen grappling with their future of their local UW campus, branch campus, since learning last fall about UW-Platteville Richland. With enrollment at UW-Richland down to fewer than 60 students, and we said why that was, UW System President Jay Rothman announced the end of in-person classes this spring semester. UW System officials have pledged to maintain some sort of UW presence in Richland Center, though that plan appears to be focused on online education. Let me tell you, so far, what we know publicly about the quote-unquote some sort of presence at Richland Center. It's going to be online. And they're gonna have a circuit preacher, and that has like three churches, and so they show up, you know, and they preach at one church and go to another. It's gonna be like that. They'll have a circuit person. They'll come up from Platteville maybe once or twice a week. They'll have a desk and a chair in one building, and they'll have office hours for 3 or 4 hours, you know, a week. If you want to go out there and visit them, that will be that's pretty much what they proposed so far. Because to my knowledge, there's not even continuing education. Maybe they'll call a presence having UW Extension still here, which my understanding is that's going to be back in the East Hall building, a separate kind of closer to the river or the creek, basically. So yes, technically, UW System will have a presence here, or so far has been proposed. But in terms of bringing economic development, classes, help to the community, nada. Back to the story. In the eyes of many in the Richland Center community, UW System dictated the essential closure of their campus. That's right. The decision also leaves Richland County in a bind about what to do with its soon-to-be-empty campus buildings. How UW-Platteville Richland's demise has played out is exactly what Showman is trying to avoid. Quote, This is us ripping the Band-Aid off, Shulman said. We are attempting to control our own destiny and have a say in how shared resources should work. That's an important line. Again, this guy is the Washington County executive for Washington County. Quote, we are attempting to control our own destiny and have a say in how shared resources should work. Last I knew, Platteville, UW Platteville, had not told the folks here in Richland County about the shared things like tables, chairs, computers, phones. All of that technically is the property of UW Platteville. So what may, keyword may, my understanding is negotiations are still going on. What may happen is after this academic semester, end of May, it may just be a shell of buildings here. So what these folks in Washington County are doing is saying, no, we saw what you did to Richland. So we're going to be the ones that are proactive. And we'll instead of, having a presence here, we're going to call this a merger. We can use creative language too, UW system. And we're going to start the process for closing down, and we'll do it on our terms. Thank you very much. Back to the story. Shulman put together a task force to study the future of higher education in Washington County. Most members were local government or business leaders, one administrator from UWM and another from Moraine Park Technical College served on the task force as non-voting members. The group's recommendation is light on specifics, but calls for one community college in West Bend operated by Moraine Park Technical College. Here's a key line. Quote, the plan is not about saving Washington County money, Shulman said. Resources going to support the UW campus would be redirected to the technical college. Quote, folks who may be saying this is a de facto closure, no. That's what's happening in Richland, he said. This is our way to have a say, unquote. This guy's fantastic. Josh Shulman in Washington County. He's saying, if system can tell Richland it's not a de facto closure, we can do the same thing. It's not a de facto closure. He says, quote, this is our way to have a say. I think that's fantastic.
It is, but Moraine, it's unfortunate Park, that they do still have to close or merge.
Sure, it's unfortunate they have to close, but at least, if there's any good at all, and believe me, there's not much, but if there's any good at all of what's happened here at Richland Center, it has been a harbinger, a canary in the coal mine to all these other campuses across the state. It set a roadmap to say, don't wait for these guys to come to you. You take the fight to them. And now what's happening in Washington County is that they're going to have a say. Hey, system, if you can have creative language, there's going to be a presence. We'll have creative language too. It's not a closure. It's a merger.
Right. It is great, except that now system is going to be like, well, they're all going to close on their own. Okay, sure.
Well, that sure, they may say that. But I'm telling you, Aaron, this is, and it goes further on down the article here, what this is essentially is finally now the reporting of Kelly Meyerhofer from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and Wisconsin Public Radio. What we're finally seeing is what folks here at Richland Center said clear last fall is 100% right. This is a dereliction of duty by system. President Rothman did this, closed Richland campus essentially for all intents and purposes without ever having been here. Never came to the community, never talked to a single person, made this all behind closed doors. And where is the leadership from system? These universities across the state are having problems. And instead of being proactive about this, they're doing it behind closed doors. And this is going to affect potentially, keyword potentially, up to 12 other besides Richland, 12 other communities. The economic development in each of these communities, the educational opportunities to kids from rural communities and poor socioeconomic families. And from yesterday, from Scott Walker's comments on over the weekend, attacking our flagship campus of UW-Madison, the indoctrination quote unquote, Walker said, of our youth. I would encourage President Rothman to come to Richland Center. I would encourage Howard Markfline to spend more time in Richland Center. Because having being an alum of UW-Richland and having grown up here and still spent a lot of time here, I don't see a lot of indoctrination at UW-Richland. Last time I checked, I mean, Janet Protasiewicz basically won or barely won Richland County. Most of the voting out here is red. What I see from Richland are giving people career opportunities, single parents, making life better, the investment in community. That's what Richland has brought.
Well, of course, you don't see the indoctrination because you're indoctrinated.
Maybe that's you know what I'm indoctrinated with? Good music and good people. And Phil D is one of those people, and he'll be with us next. This is the Todd Almost Show, the Civic Media Radio Network. Yeah, 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 yeah. Radio Network, we are live on location at WRCE, AM 1450, 107.7 FM here on your dial. And we are joined this segment by the one, the only, our station manager and host of Those Were the Days, among other hats you wear, Phil D.
Hey, good morning, Todd. Luckily, my program is on a little bit of a tape delay right now, so I could join you for a few minutes.
This is the magic of radio, because if you're in Richland Center, you could hear Phil simultaneously on three different stations. FM 100.9, FM 107.7, AM 1450.
Yes. No, it wouldn't be quad. Well, with .com, it would be quadraphonic, but yeah, it'd be triphonic sound.
Sure. Exactly. Well, it's great to have you. Always great to have you here. Because I thought when we came up, I'm like, well, it'd be great to have Phil on, but now you're the host of the morning show as well on the FM side, 100.9. How's that going so far?
It's going well. I'm getting into a rhythm. I was always Ron Fruit's fill-in for 37 years when he would go on vacation and things like that. And I always enjoyed it. But now you kind of get into a rhythm, as you know, kind of planning things and doing interviews. So it's gone real well.
It's great. And for those who don't maybe catch your 9 o'clock show, you can catch the highlights on, you can stream it if you're not in Richland Center, but if you go to our app, Civic Media app, and go to WRCE News from the Center, you do the morning, the show before ours here in town, Sunrise from the Center.
We've had some great guests, yeah, and it'll play between 6 and 7 tomorrow, the show that's on right now. Last week we had Alan Morowick on, and he's a teacher at Richland Center High School. His father is a survivor, or was a survivor, of the Holocaust.
Wow.
And so amazing stories to tell, and what he does, he collects shoes and then takes them to needy people in the name of his father. But it's really a great thing.
So, that's so cool.
Yeah, we've had some great shows lately.
Well, yeah, that's you're doing a fantastic job, so... So people can hear you either on 100.9 here at Richland Center, the normal morning show time slot, or catch the highlights the next day on the RCE side.
That's right.
So that's great. You also will host, of course, Those Were the Days on Saturday nights, the great oldie program. How many years now?
37. Yeah, it'll be, I think we debuted in September of 86.
Wow.
So we're coming up on 37, I guess.
That's amazing.
Yes.
And who do you have on, or who are you profiling this week?
This week, we're going back to this week in 1976.
I was so
right on. up your nose with the rubber hose. I'm trying to think all of these.
Remember in 76, there was, of course, it was the bicentennial.
Yes.
And so I remember red, white, and blue, or something like that. There was a song. I can't remember. It was like a promo song for a network, or what the heck that was?
Well, you're thinking of, there was a country song by Loretta Lynn.
Oh, really?
I'm red, white, and blue. Ah, ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh.
Only Phil Neal would know.
Yeah, that's, I don't think it went real far, but it was popular for a few
for 76.
In 76, absolutely.
Remember, in town here, Richland Center, I'm not sure if it was the city or the fire department or who, they painted all the fire hydrants red, white, and blue.
They did that in many cities. They encouraged people to paint their mailboxes red, white, and blue, and it was a big deal.
It was super cool.
And we had bicentennial quarters for a couple of years.
Are you going to be wearing red, white, and blue on Saturday?
On Saturday, yeah, possibly I will.
Milwaukee Brewers, the Brewers have been starting well, although they lost last night, I think, against Arizona.
They did, 3-0. Yeah. Three hits.
I went to bed after Miley gave up, it was a 2-run home run or something like that. Mm-hmm. I said, all right, that's it.
They're exciting to listen to. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, to watch, but I like to promote the listen part of it on WRCE. But wonderful. I think the rookies are kind of shooting some adrenaline into the program. Yeah. People are talking about how they actually have some speed, you know, in the outfield. Right. They're covering some ground. And so it's been a lot of fun to pay attention to. And pitching's pretty good. So yeah. I think they're in it for the long haul.
I do, too. It's going to be a great year. And again, people can listen here in town on WRCE 1450 or 107.7. I wish we could stream them, although we are. People ask, why can't we get the stream? It's because Major League Baseball has the rights to the stream.
And there's a little satellite place known as Sirius, I think, that has something to do with it too. I think so. That's part of the reason. But we've been affiliated with the Brewers here in Richland Center since they began back in 1970. Wow. So
that's amazing.
So we have quite a history with the Brewers.
And the cool news is, for listeners on both WRCE and WRCO, we are giving away tickets, opportunities for our listeners to enjoy the Brewers all season long. And that's kind of one of the upticks, one of the cool things about being part of Civic Media, because WISS Oshkosh has also been a longtime station there. So we get tickets for both stations. And on your shows on WRCO and for shows on WRCE, people are going to have opportunities to win tickets all season.
Yes, we did a couple of trivia questions last week and gave away some tickets, so it was a lot of fun, and I think people are looking forward to that. They're really excited. Everywhere I go, people are talking about the Brewers right now, yeah. So that's great.
And these tickets, I have not gone yet. Luke Mathers, our colleague, went down on the opening day, and these tickets that Civic has that we're giving away, they're not out there in far left field, the bleachers. There's nothing wrong with that. But these are great seats. It's on, I believe, the first baseline and also behind home plate. So,
wow.
So when people hear that wherever we're giving tickets away, it's a really cool opportunity for people.
Awesome. So we're going to do like a tailgate with Todd promotion? Or
we're going to do, I'm telling you, we're putting this together. We're going to do a whole RCE, RCO crossover. I'm not joking around.
Wow.
We're taking the whole operation down to the road.
We're kind of concerned, though, that some of the staff members might get a little tipsy and like unruly and run out on the field or something and not represent Civic Media very well. Now that would be bad, wouldn't it?
Well, I mean, once I have too many jolly good sodas with Charlie Barron's, I'm gone. You know? I get too much
jolly good.
There's not even any caffeine in jolly good.
Do they still have jokes in the bottom of the can? They used
there jokes in the bottom?
Yeah. I think it was jolly good. You'd look in the bottom and it would be like,
maybe.
You know,
I have to go home and look at my recycling because I bought some. I've been years since I had Jolly Good. And of course, Charlie Bear's Cripes Cast podcast plays at noon on the station here and across Civic Media. So I thought I should really buy some Jolly Good. And you know what? It is fantastic.
Absolutely, it is. Nothing like it. We used to buy it. We have a big family function.
Really?
You put a big chest of ice in the out on the lawn and you throw a bunch of Jolly Good in there and, you know, probably add some red, white, and blue beer or Milwaukee, Fox Deluxe or some of those old classics, you know, Blatz probably or something. Whatever was cheap.
Whatever was cheap. I had the sour, whatever it's called, the sour power, I think.
Oh.
And alone, it's fantastic. And let me just tell you, you add a little Disaronno Amaretto to it, and it's even better.
Is that right?
So it's great.
Wow.
Anything else, Phil, going on here in the RC that people should know about?
Other than spring sports are underway, we've got wonderful weather this week, temperatures in the 80s, so we'll be out covering some baseball games, even a soccer match coming up on Thursday night. So, yeah, we make the rounds to as many of the schools as we can and really promote the young people because that's our future. And that's kind of what we hang our hat on here. We love to promote local sports.
Well, you and Chad Holmes from our affiliate on WXCO and the Bull Falls Radio, you guys are the two hardest working people in the Civic Media empire.
Chad does a great job.
You guys are doing high school sports, your air shows as well. So, Bill, thanks for being with us. Always appreciate you, my friend.
Appreciate you, man.
We'll talk to you soon. This is Phil D, station manager here at WRCE.
Thanks for asking.
My pleasure. Stay with us. This is the Todd Allbowl Show. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Back with hour number 3 after this.